Resurrection Sunday. I'm going to give it a different title, but it's called Rejoice, You Are a Star in the Making. And you're going to say, what are you talking about? But we'll get there. So first we know, but the star that we think about it at his birth at Christmas, right? In Matthew 3, 10 and 11, it says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. We're talking about the wise men, right? And the procession that came with the wise men. And after they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshiped him. So they saw this star. We know about the star that led them to Jesus Christ. Amen? And so we just say this. We at the beginning of this, remember, we do at Christmas time, we rejoice in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. The wise men saw a star. This star became a compass to the Christ child. And every Christmas we celebrate this star, these wise men, these shepherds, ultimately the Christ child born of that virgin. We know about that. And we know Jesus lived for 33 years on the earth and then gives his life for the sin of mankind, for the sin of all mankind. Amen. I love that scripture. It says he's not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance, but all would come to know him. Amen. But then, and celebrating on this Resurrection Sunday, Easter, in Matthew 28, 5 through 9, it says, but the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. I know you're looking for him, but he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. When looking at that video, come look at the place where the Lord lay. In verse 7, and go quickly and tell his disciples now that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee, that you will see him. Behold, I have told you. Verse 8, so they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples the word. And if you remember, some of the Gospels say that they didn't believe them. They kind of laughed and said, sure, we're not sure what you saw. But we don't think you saw Jesus. But then he appeared to them, didn't he, in person, in the flesh. Verse 9, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So there was a great rejoicing when he was born. When the wise men came and were encompassed by a star, they rejoiced. And then now, after he lived his life, they were saying once again, when he was raised from the dead, they said, rejoice. So they came and beheld and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Let me just tell you, remind you, the day of Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, is definitely a day of rejoicing. It reminds me when I'm doing a funeral or a memorial for somebody that knows the Lord, who's actually graduated, amen, because Jesus rose from the grave. When I do those type of events right there, I love it. People rejoice because death, where is your sting? You've been defeated. So we're just going from death, really death in this life, living in this body, to actual resurrection life. That's amazing. Hallelujah. So rejoice. So today is a day of rejoicing. Rejoice in the risen Savior, don't we? I like this Luke 10, 20, but before Luke 10, 20, it says in verse 18 and 19, which is not there, this is Jesus talking to his disciples, and he said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Jesus said, I was there when he was kicked out of heaven, when he wanted to have his own star, when he wanted to be the one to be seen. We'll read a scripture about that. He says, I was there when he was kicked out of heaven like lightning. And he said, behold, I have given you authority to walk on snakes and scorpions, and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. That's amazing. The power that God has given the believer to overcome every trial, every trick of the enemy. Amen. By the Holy Spirit that lives in the believer, by the truth of the Word of God, he has made us overcomers over the enemy. But Jesus says this in that verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, he says. Do not rejoice in this, that the enemy is subject to the power of the believer with the Holy Spirit. But he says this, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. Don't rejoice in that, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. So knowing this, that today, as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, amen? And God gives us a good life on this earth. Let me just remind you, it's because that He was risen that you and I and those that believe in the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior will live forever. Hallelujah. It says we are to rejoice about this. I don't care what you might be facing in this life. Not only will God give you victory and strength to overcome every wile of this enemy, but man, we have eternity to rejoice with one another of what He did. When not only did He die on the cross, not only did He take stripes on His back, not only did He have that crown of thorns around His head, not only did they pluck His beard, not only did they kill Him and crucify Him and put Him in the ground for 3 days, if that was the end of the story, then Jesus would have just been a good man who gave His life for maybe a good cause, but that would have been 2,000 years ago. But He rose from the grave for a good cause that you and I would be saved for eternity. And with that, we are to rejoice. Amen? So I can't help it. The resurrection means that I and you, brothers and sisters, will spend eternity with one another. That's good news. So I like to say now, it says, since we're going to spend eternity with one another, we should get along now. Amen. So we rejoice he's a risen Savior. Amen. Number one point was, we rejoice in the virgin birth. Number two, we rejoice in the risen Savior. Point three is, the world rejoices in itself. Let me talk to you for a few minutes. The world rejoices in itself. You know, accomplishing things on the earth, it's okay. That's awesome. God gives us certain abilities and talents, and we take care of our family, right? So accomplishing things on the earth is okay. Walking in your God-given gifts is wonderful. But Jesus was saying it doesn't compare to the things in eternity that will be revealed in us. Whether it's the good things that happen in our life. Or like Paul says, these light afflictions are not to be compared to what's going to be revealed, amen, when Christ returns. That's wonderful news. It's interesting how Paul calls them light afflictions. I know there might be some people here that are going through some tough things right now. But maybe this morning you can get a little bit of a sense or a vision or understand that scripture who Paul went through so many different things. The beatings, the imprisonments, all the things that he went through. And yet he still called them light afflictions. Why could he call them light afflictions? Because he knew, he says, they're nothing to be compared to what will be revealed when you and I and all those who know Christ as their personal Savior are caught up in the air to ever be with the Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning, that's not a fairy tale. That is the truth. God is the maker of heaven and earth. Amen. And because of the fall of mankind in the garden, He had to make a way for you and I to be restored to Him, our sins to be forgiven, fellowship to be restored with God as He originally designed it. So Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, He who walked on the earth, who never committed even one sin, said, I'll freely give of my life. I'll freely give myself to mankind who will beat Him, like I said, pierce His hands and feet, hang Him on a cross, put a spear in His side, put Him in a grave. He did that and rise again. He rose again so that He could restore man to right fellowship with Him. That's why He said, rejoice to those women. Rejoice and go tell my brethren that I have risen from the grave. The world rejoices in itself. You know, on this earth we hear things like, a Hollywood star. You know where the Hollywood star is, right? You've heard of that? Hollywood Walk of Fame, right? Or some people call it the Walk of Shame, but they call it the Walk of Fame. Famous people getting a star, you know about that. You've heard that saying, a star is born. Society is enthralled with stars, sports stars. The Cowboys even have a star, but that's not a very bright star. Somebody put that in my notes. Please let it go. Let it go. Come on, everybody. Society is enthralled with stars. Sports stars. Music stars. Social media influencer stars. Business stars. And even political stars. You've heard that saying, that person is a star in the making. But let me just say this, and point number three, the world rejoices in itself. It knows only one type of star. people lifting themselves up, people admiring them, people saying, if I could just be like them, my life would be better. Not knowing that what those individuals actually are going through, the things that they struggle with. And we just say this on point number four. Satan knows all about stars. Satan, the defeated foe when Jesus was risen from the grave. Isaiah 4, 12 and 13 says this, brothers and sisters. This is about Satan. He says, how you have fallen from heaven, talking about Satan. You star of the morning. He was a star of the morning. Many believe, theologians believe, that he was the most magnificent angel, if you want to call that, that God had made, that he would lead the procession of worship in heaven, that he could just open up his mouth and out of his lungs and his throat would come musical instruments just to worship God. Let me just say, why do you think maybe on this earth that music is so powerful? Music, let me just say this, can be used to glorify God, to lift him up. But music can also be used to glorify mankind, to glorify Satan, to actually glorify just the things of this world. So he knows all about being a star, being somebody that was made with all this gifting and talents to lead worship. But it wasn't enough for him. Let's continue. It says, you are the star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth, you who defeated the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God, his angels, everything that he's made in heaven. And I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. He was saying somehow in his heart that I will sit as God. I will determine what's right. It's just like what we have in mankind now, people trying to be stars, trying to decide what's right or wrong. It all started with Satan, who is the father of lies. And in this scripture, we can see when it started, when sin entered his heart, a perfect being saying, it's not enough what I was made. It's not enough that I was the most magnificent creature made in the creation of God in heaven. He says, I want to be as God. I want to replace God. See, Satan wanted to be seen above God in his creation. It cost him his position. It cost him his position in heaven. And his glory was darkened forever. His glory was darkened forever. But for you and I, for those who believe him, let me just begin to put this down. For you and I who know Christ Jesus right now, even those who might be struggling, maybe you're struggling with something today. Maybe there's a where you've been feel like you've been beat up with condemnation. You don't feel like you can get things right. You feel like things are never going to change for you. Let me tell you, that comes from that enemy that I just spoke about from the book of Isaiah. See, he hates for anybody to come into the glory of God, to understand his goodness and his grace and his strength. He hates that anybody would be set free from the power of sin, whose mind would be darkened or left in a permanent state of frustration that they can never find their place in this world. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is that answer today. Philippians 2:14, it says, do everything without grumbling or arguing. Now, we could preach a message on that this morning, but we're not going there. So that you may become blameless and pure by the blood of Jesus, by walking in his righteousness. Amen. Children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Let me just say that we're living in a warped and crooked generation right now. But you know what? He's risen. Let me say, he rose. Past tense, he's already risen from the dead. In a crooked and warped generation. Then it says, then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. Wow. As you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast, Paul says, on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. Let me just say this. What he's saying is as you're walking with the Lord, you're actually shining like a star. His Holy Spirit not only lives in you, but God knows that his place that you are seated with him in heavenly places. He knows where you will be when the end of the ages comes. He will come in a twinkling of an eye. We don't know when he'll come back, but we know one thing. He has reserved a place for those that know him in heaven. It will shine like stars in the heaven. Did you know that? Let me say, we can look at everything around us. It looks like it's shiny, and we'll talk a little bit, just a minute about that. But those things will fade. Did you know that? These things that we hold dear to the world, or society holds dear, those things will fade. His people will shine like stars in the heaven. Did you know he loves you this morning? I don't know where you've been. Let me just say this, that there's nothing that you've done in the past that he cannot forgive. There's nothing, no brokenness in your heart or life that he cannot heal, deliver, and set you free. The ground of the cross is even. We all need a Savior. He is the reason why he rose, is so that he could have a personal relationship with you, that you could accept him as your Savior, that he would come and live inside you by his Holy Spirit, and you have this shining star inside you, the Holy Spirit. It brings life. It brings liberty. It brings strength. It brings joy. It brings peace. It breaks every bondage and chain. Can I tell you that he does that? Lord, thank you by your Holy Spirit ministering to people, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you that your presence is here. Thank you for your love and your strength. Thank you that you've overcome every wile of the devil, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you've done for us. So you and I shine like a type of star now. It's called the glory and the truth of God. Through the Holy Spirit, we shine like this star, like the stars right now. The enemy wants us to focus on shiny things. Hear me out. I'm going to be done. The enemy wants us to focus on shiny things, stars on the earth. The God of this world wants you and I to think, if only I can obtain all this wealth, I'll be happy. He blesses us, but when that's the focus, it's just a shiny, shiny star that will lose all its glory. Amen. He says, people say, if I could only obtain wealth, the perfect mate, if I could win the lottery, the perfect job, the perfect house, the perfect education, I would be able to rejoice in this life. All a type of shiny star without Christ being the center. It's just a shiny star on this earth that will fade one day. It's all a star that will lose its luster. Amen. When Satan said, I will shine like that star, Jesus said, I saw him fall to the earth like lightning. Man, how the Lord loves us, wants us to realize how precious we are in his sight. The things, especially young people, they look at these shiny stars on social media. They see these things in music, or they see these things that they see in movies or whatever, and they think, man, if I could only be that, if I could only be like that, I would be happy. Let me tell you, without Christ, it's a star that burns out quickly. The Word of God says that our life is like a vapor. It's here and then gone. But when we are walking with Christ now, we shine like the stars in heaven. I love this scripture. It'll be just a couple more scriptures. Daniel 12, 2 and 3. What a powerful prophetic scripture this is. It says, multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth. Talking about the end of ages, Daniel prophesying the prophet. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Some to everlasting life, those who have given their lives to Christ. Others to shame and everlasting contempt. Eternity separated from God. It's called hell, and then it's called lake of fire. But let me tell you that it says that the lake of fire was not made for mankind. It was made for the devil and his angels. But for you and I, the Lord has given us the way to eternal life. It's through giving our lives, putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Believing this, Lord, it's this simple. It's childlike faith. It doesn't require you to take a special class. It doesn't require that you take a special course. But it requires this childlike faith. Is saying, Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you are God in the flesh. I believe you lived a perfect life. I believe you came to this earth for me. He came for you. For you. If you were the only one on earth, he would have come for you and paid that same price. He would not have changed a thing. How precious you are in his sight. And then he freely gave of himself. They didn't take his life. He freely gave it. And then he went through a horrendous torture on the cross. All the sin of mankind put upon him. Amen. And then they thought they killed him. Sorry, but 3 days later, they said the ground shook. Amen. The ground shook. And in that temple between the holy place and the most holy place, where there's this thick veil curtain, it was rent in half, saying that the old covenant, that the following of the law, you trying to work out your own salvation by following the word, that was broken. And then he says, I will put my laws in your heart. I will put my spirit in your heart, and I will come in and live in you. Amen. And you will spend eternity with me. Hallelujah. You will shine like the stars in the heaven. I love this in verse 3 of Daniel 2. It says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens. Listen to this. This is amazing. This is what we have left to experience. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, you are a star in the making. Not like the earth, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. You are a star in the making. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Let me go to verse 6, or point number 6. Jesus is the only true star. Revelation 22, 16 and 17, these powerful scriptures. Amen. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you of these things for the churches. He says, I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. Amen. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without cost. Let me ask you, what stars have you been focusing on this Easter? I think of that fish in the lure. You know, if you see the fish in the lure, and the fish will see something that's shiny, it'll go after it and bite it. See, that's what Satan does on this earth, is he has all these fishing lures that are shiny, and they try to get you and I to bite at them and get us hooked, and then it drags us along, and we're bondage, and we can't get free. We're hooked. But thank God for the resurrection. If you will just simply put your faith, it takes us to say, Lord, I don't want to be here anymore. Lord, I'm tired of this. I'm realizing only you can set me free. Whether you know him as your Lord and Savior and you feel like you're hooked right now, let me just say this. This is what it is. Say, Lord Jesus, I put my faith and trust back in you. I don't listen to the voice of the enemy who brings condemnation. You rebuke that and you say, Lord Jesus, thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you that I belong to you. Thank you for unhooking that thing from my life by your power, Lord Jesus. He longs to do that for people. The enemy says, I've got you. You can't get free. The enemy doesn't want you free, but that is a lie from the pit of hell. He wants all his children free in every area of their lives, because he loves us. And the power of the cross provides that avenue. Do you believe that this morning? Next point, as I end. Or perhaps you're here and you don't even know Jesus as your personal Savior. You've never accepted him. But you feel the Holy Spirit, Jesus who loves you, tugging at your heart. And it's time. It's time that, like childlike faith, it's time to give your life to him. He loves you. Jesus said, come unto me, all that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then he says some amazing things, and he says, for I am gentle and humble. He showed that humility when he gave his life for you. And then he was raised in power. He will return as a mighty warrior. What it is you accept him by faith. In Romans 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart he was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's what we do. I'm going to have this. What I'd like to do is if anybody, we're going to say a prayer. If you haven't ever prayed that, pray this out loud. We're going to pray that all out loud. And then after the service, after we have communion, I would love it if you gave your life to the Lord for the first time, or you want to pray with somebody just to make sure, man, where your heart is, please come forward. Don't wait. Don't delay. Don't let a shiny star on this earth, shiny things, delay you. Don't say, I'll do that next week or next month. No, do that today. Let the true star come into your life and show you wonderful things. Amen. Amen. Can we say this prayer together? Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you're at the right hand of the Father. Wash away all my sins. Wash away all my sins. Forgive me of all my sins. Apply your blood, Lord Jesus, to my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I give you my life. Thank you for your love. Fill me with your love. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. He's the only true star. Hallelujah. Lord, all these shiny things we can be looking at that get us distracted, Lord, show us those things. You know what I'm talking about? And let us focus on the truth, looking unto Jesus in Hebrews, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy set before him, humbled himself, right? Came obedient to death, even to death on a cross. But then he rose from the grave. Amen. That's a perfect way to lead into communion, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. If there's anybody who does not have an element, can you raise your hand? We got a few people here. Michael? Oh, you got that. Okay, sorry. Need elements. Okay. We got ones that are easier open. Thank you, Jesus. I think somebody's been praying. Lord, let them spend a couple more dollars to get a little better elements. These things are pretty expensive, but guess what? You're worth it. Hey, man, I'm just going to read a couple scriptures as we lead into, or what the meaning of this. You know, he had the Last Supper. And it says in Luke 22, I'm just going to read this. Don't worry about this at all, Bill. When the hour came, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Did you know we're going to be with him with the marriage supper of the Lamb? Man, we're going to be feasting together. I can't wait to see that. Do you ever think about, I know I live on earth here and there's lots of stuff to do, but I can't wait to, my mind just think, what is heaven going to be like? It's going to be perfect. No more pain or sorrows. No more struggles. No more putting up with my own self. Right? Man, I love that. And the older I get, it's like, where's the time going? Can't wait to be with him. He could return any time. But until then, I'm going to be about my Father's business. How about you? Amen. He says, for I say to you, I shall not eat again until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. 2,000 years. And when he had taken the bread, if we can take the bread, let's take this representation of his body. Amen. Does yours have two in it, or did mine just... I got double. I have a double anointing this morning. That's wild. Amen, Lord. As we take this, just imagine what he went through on the cross, you know, giving of his body, his back, and say, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for all your stripes, I'm healed. Thank you for having a mind that is clear and clean of torment because of the cross. Thank you, Lord, for those in my family I've been praying for. Maybe pray for somebody and say, Lord, thank you for remembering that special loved one, Lord, that that your blood was shed for them. You gave your body for them. And so we thank you, Lord, that for your body that was given freely for us, we take this in remembrance of you. Amen. 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 Let's take the cup together. And then Jesus said, and in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood." He paid the price for our sin. Every sin. I say it again. I don't care what you've done last week, this week, this morning, yesterday. His blood was shed for you to wash that completely away. Would you accept that? Would you accept that? How do you accept that? By faith. So, Lord, we thank you for the blood that was shed for us. We thank you for this, sharing this on this Resurrection Sunday. We rejoice, Father, as we share this communion together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think today is like the shortest service we've ever had in this church. And some of you might be saying, amen. Can you stand up with me? Can you rejoice for a second? Say, Lord, thank you for your resurrection. Thank you, Father, for resurrection. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for your victory. Thank you, Father God, for what you did for us. Thank you for saving our souls, Father God. Thank you for washing all our sin away. Thank you, Father God, for all the benefits, Father God, of salvation. Thank you for healing bodies here that need healing in their bodies in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your healing power. Father, those that are struggling even, Father God, with discouragement, Father, we come against that spirit of discouragement in Jesus' name. We command it to go, Father. The Word of God says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Lord, thank you for us realizing the truth that you died for us, Father God. You are the only one that can pay the price. And so with that, we rejoice and we thank you. Father, we thank you for the remainder of today. Father, we thank you for your strength. We thank you for touching our families. Lord, we thank you for what you did for us. May we have a heart of rejoicing the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful Easter.